Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Monday, 15th of February, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island, plus background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. No new cases of COVID-19, a total of 3 active cases, nobody in Nobles. The former Shoprite in Chester Street is now open for jabs. The Manx blueprint on how to handle COVID. The Director of Public Health's view on the upturn in suicide verdicts. And have you reported your pothole lately? All on Post Lockdown 2 Freedom Day 15.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Tessa Hawley.
Fastamai. More than 1,000 people were out of work on the Isle of Man last month. New figures show there were 1,034 unemployed in January, up 630 compared to the same period last year. The Isle of Man now has an unemployment rate of 2.4%. The Director of Public Health says there has been an increase in recorded suicides over the past 2 years. A cross-government initiative is now examining reasons, patterns, support and prevention policies. Dr. Henrietta Hewitt told Manx Radio it is vital to look as widely as possible to find the answers. Tourism businesses on the Isle of Man desperately need clarity on when and how the border policy will relax. That's the message from the owner of Island Escapes, which has seen demand for holiday accommodation rise to pre-pandemic levels, despite the borders remaining closed. Further afield, Boris Johnson says England's reversal of a coronavirus lockdown will need to be cautious and irreversible. The Prime Minister's considering his so-called roadmap out of restrictions, the details of which will be outlined next Monday. The UK has recorded its lowest number of COVID-19 cases for any Monday since the end of September. New positive results have dropped below 10,000. And Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has denied reports he could quit the club and that he needs a break. The Premier League champions are 13 points behind leaders Manchester City after defeat to Leicester on Saturday. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you. Tessa from the Ronalds Way Met Office. Irish sea weather indicates some strong winds out at sea. Patchy rain on the Isle of Man this evening on a fresh southerly through the night, down to 8 degrees Celsius. For Tuesday, Jemert, mostly dry with occasional showers and a strong south-southwesterly, up to 10 degrees tomorrow. Overnight minimum 6 into Wednesday. Jacrane's dry on Wednesday. Strong to gale force southwesterly. Daytime maximum 10 degrees. At sunset, 27 minutes past 5, some 6 minutes ago, so we got about 25 minutes of daylight left. Low water at 13 minutes past 8 tonight. The overnight high tide a minute past 2 a.m. Sunrise 23 minutes to 8 tomorrow. And low water 7 minutes past 8. The fog signs, the matrix signs showing fog on the mountain road and the Ben McCree safely in Douglas Harbour.
For the latest high-tech windows, doors, conservatories, fascias and soffits, visit Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom in Snugborough.
The Health and Social Care Minister has hailed the work that's gone into repurposing the former Shoprite site into a vaccine hub. Jabs were delivered today at Chester Street in Douglas as a replacement facility for the centre at Ward 20 at Nobles Hospital came online. Tim Glover went to the site and spoke to David Ashford, MHK.
It's amazing. The work that's gone on to get this developed is absolutely astounding. It's a huge space and plenty of room for everyone, and the throughput they're managing to get through is large as well. So I'd like to thank all the staff that have been involved from the development of this project to the staff that are here today delivering this on the ground. It's making a huge difference to the people of the island.
So Newlands is closed down now and the staff from there are effectively managing this.
Yes, they have indeed. We've shut Newlands now, so it's just a reminder and a good opportunity for me to remind people again that if they were booked into Newlands for their second dose, they will now be coming here to Chester Street for their second dose going forward, just so people don't turn up at Newlands and expect it to be open.
Even if you've had the first vaccine at Newlands?
Yeah, even if you've had the first one at Newlands, your second dose will be delivered here. It's an absolutely amazing space, as I say, and I've been astounded with what the staff have been able to do with it.
There's no book, but there's a few murmurs out there, aren't there, about how much does this cost?
Well, again, we will reveal the costs once they're finalised. You know me, Tim, I don't like to do ballpark figures. I prefer once we've got the final costs, they will be out there. It's a capital programme. But I think that every penny that's been spent on this and the airport is absolutely crucial to ensuring that our island can come out the other end of this pandemic.
And how did everything go with the hub at the north of the island over the weekend?
Well, obviously we had the snow. I believe the vaccinations were still delivered. Thankfully the snow came in a bit later in the day, but certainly from what I understand, those that required it did have them.
No hub in the west is still a talking point.
Well, we need to be clear here. It's not about hubs. I mean, the northern one is more sort of a pop-up clinic. We are liaising with potentially GPs out in the west, or we're hoping to liaise with them to see what we can do, but it's not a simple process with this vaccine. And each time we dilute down the process, we become more inefficient and we don't deliver as many vaccines as we could.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Inquest verdicts have indicated it is so, and now the Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Ewart, says there has been a recent upturn in recorded suicides. Public Health is leading a cross-government initiative to address the issue.
It's interesting that the rise in death seems to have been very noticeable in 2019, so that was pre-COVID. Obviously, that continued rise seems to have been sustained in 2020, and the audit work will help us understand better whether there were any underlying patterns there, and if so, whether those were related to the additional stresses of COVID. And hopefully all of that will enable us to work with the strategy group to try and get better prevention in place.
Here on the island, about one in three suicide deaths already involve the mental health services and facilities here on the island. But that, of course, means two out of three don't.
Yes, that's right. And that's a very typical finding. We would see that across as well. So, yes, that's one of the reasons why we're keen to take a much wider approach. This isn't an issue that's going to be solved by mental health services. Ultimately, it's an issue that needs to be addressed right the way, really, through the life course and every element of life. So it's about, you know, job prospects, it's about family income, it's about resilience, it's about healthy relationships. It's actually very broad and an approach that focuses just on trying to improve mental health services is never going to succeed with this. Obviously, mental health services have a hugely important part to play, but we're very keen that we break any potential kind of model that says, oh, suicide prevention, that must equal better mental health services, because it is very, very much wider than that.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
21 minutes before 6, the Bette McCree left Heysham at 3 minutes past 2. She arrived in Douglas some 20 minutes ago, is now on the link span. And of course, with several days missed the back end of last week, obviously she's catching up on the freight. She'll be departing for Heysham this evening at 7.45, arriving there at about 11:30, and leaving overnight at 2.15 back in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The Channel Island of Guernsey has been looking to the Isle of Man as a blueprint on how to tackle the COVID-19 pandemic. Marina Jenkins is from ITV Channel Television.
Certainly a couple of members of the media do pose a few questions in our media briefings, looking at, you know, how well the Isle of Man has done. I think your short and sharp lockdown was a real inspiration to people here, and the way that those in charge over there with you and your public health team handled it is almost essentially a bit of a blueprint for how our public health are handling it. And the fact that you were, was it only 3 weeks you were in lockdown or thereabouts? That has certainly been an inspiration. People do keep referencing the Isle of Man in conversation, saying, well, look, that's what Isle of Man did. Maybe Guernsey can do the same. And it was obviously encouraging that Dr. Nicola Brink does talk to your public health team regularly. And of course, we all benefited from that air bridge in the summer. And that was obviously something that no one ever could have imagined really previous to last year. And you know, people are, I think, hoping that that's going to come back at some point if Guernsey can get itself sorted out.
What about vaccination? How's that going in Guernsey?
Yeah, Guernsey's vaccination programme is doing well. They're all being done at Beau Séjour, which they've turned into a vaccination centre, vaccination hub, if you will. It's the big leisure centre here in the island. And so far, 12,000 islanders have had their first dose, but overall, there's been 15,000 people that have had a vaccination. So out of a population of about 60,000, you know, that's a pretty good number. You know, the same with Isle of Man, they can only administer vaccines as fast as they get them. And so we've got our own allocation, as the Isle of Man does, as Jersey does.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
19 minutes before six. In spite of the financial kicking of having no Christmas film blockbusters and the theme parks empty, closed, Disney did better than expected in the first quarter. The entertainment giant reported a profit of $17 million, its first profit following two consecutive quarterly losses. At this time last year, as comparison, Disney reported a $2.11 billion profit. The shining star in the Disney firmament continues to be its streaming services, as people stuck at home due to the pandemic around the world continue to stream hop for content. As of January the 2nd, the service boasted more than 21 million new subscribers in the first quarter, now a total of 94.9 million customers. Coca-Cola's famous for its bottle, and it may be famous for a new bottle too, made of paper. Coke, once ranked the world's number one plastic polluter, is attempting to eliminate plastic from its packaging entirely. It's been developed by Pabaco in Denmark. Pabaco stands for the Paper Bottle Company. The prototype's made of an extra strong paper shell, though the model still contains a thin plastic liner. The goal is to create a 100% recyclable, plastic-free bottle capable of holding fizzy drinks, which of course are bottled under pressure. Coca-Cola's committed to producing zero waste by 2030, and the clock's ticking.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions. Find out more at business.westernunion.com. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
UK and European markets closed higher. US financial markets closed for the day. It's President's Day in the US. Oil traded higher on fears of heightened tensions in the Middle East. Gold eased after US Treasury yields jumped to their highest in nearly 11 months. In corporate news, Mitchell & Butlers, the Brewers, was in focus after saying it plans to raise 350 million sterling through an open offer. Engine maker Rolls-Royce gained after saying it hired the former Deloitte partner Panos Kakoulis as chief financial officer. The numbers now from Ramsay Crookall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 was up 2.5% at 6,756. The DAX in Frankfurt closed 0.4% up at 14,109. As I mentioned, the markets closed in America because of President's Day. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 $0.39 and €1 $0.146. And in South Africa, worth 20 South African rand, 10.5 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold down 0.25% at $1,819 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up almost 4% at $63.29.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsay Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com for more information.
Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
So when did you last report a pothole? Everybody seems to be noticing an increase on potholes in roads and in pavements around the Isle of Man. The Infrastructure Minister, Tim Baker, MHK, wants you to report the pothole so repairs can be made.
The best route for people to get the potholes fixed is to make sure that they've logged them. So the Report a Problem app that people can pick up and from the DOI website and Facebook, etc., is the best way of putting the specific details of potholes. And
but have you got enough workers to actually fix the amount of potholes we've got?
Well, the potholes, you know, they keep coming, and we've got some immediate response work that you can literally just get out there and make some temporary repairs, and then I think they're easier to get done as soon as we're.
But it doesn't solve the issue, though.
No, it's the longer term stuff where you might need to do, you know, some significant patching, or even some more structural work. And I think those are where the big issues come. You know, temporarily filling a pothole is fine, but you're going to have to keep coming back to that. It's the work that requires perhaps a bit more intervention over a longer period. Clearly, we can't fix everything all at once. We all know it's been well acknowledged that there's been a long term underinvestment in the roads on the island, and I think there was a figure I think Minister Harmer mentioned in publicly about £80 million of backlog.
But we're a civilised country, and the roads really don't match that.
In parts they don't. Some of our roads are actually pretty good, and certainly, you know, we shouldn't imagine that other jurisdictions have got perfect roads. If you drive around the UK, you go on a motorway or a dual carriageway, it's pretty good.
Try Norway.
Not been there, so. You know, there's a lot of very poor roads in other jurisdictions as well. We tend to compare with the best elsewhere, and there's nothing wrong with that. We should have high aspirations.
Manx Radio Sport.
Pass to my Tim Glover.
Football, and indeed all sport really on the island, suffered a whiteout on Saturday, but things were back more to normal on Sunday. The Women's Floodlit Cup semi-finals were played, and the results: Corinthians 8, Castletown 0, half-time 4-0. The goal scorers for the Whites: Anna Shaw, Holly Sumner, Shannon Groves, Jade Burden, Mia Littlewood, and a hat-trick for debutante Nicole Townsend on her 16th birthday. Peel came through 4-1 against Douglas Royal, and the goal scorers for Peel: Eleanor Gorn scored after 8 minutes. Then into the second half, Sarah Wignall on 54 minutes, Kira Buchan on 63, and then on 70 minutes, it was Sarah Taylor. So the final will be played next Sunday at the Bowl, 2:45 kick-off. Further afield now, and Jurgen Klopp's denied rumours he's to quit as manager of Liverpool and take a break from football. The Premier League champions have stuttered in the defence of their title. They're 13 points behind leaders Manchester City after losing 3 consecutive matches for the first time since November 2014. And West Ham and Chelsea both have a chance to move into the Premier League's top four tonight. They face Sheffield United and Newcastle respectively.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by the island's only dedicated electric car service centre.
11 minutes before 6, the 10 to 5 Liverpool Loganair, the patient transfer flight, left 6 minutes early and will be docking back onto the runway at about 20 to 7 this evening. Elsewhere, Ben McCree in harbour at the moment, leaving this evening at 7:45 on the Rose, Factory Lane, Chapel Lane in Peel. Closed for highway reconstruction. Westlands in Peel's closed for refurbishment, demolition and extension. And of course, Shore Road, the phase closures for water main replacement in Peel. Stop off between the House of Menan and the Boatyard. Just a quick notice in Ramsey, Glenelfin, in Glenelfin Road, Ramsey's parking suspension due to construction. And also in Ramsey South Promenade, the footways on the eastern and western sides of the prom are closed. Parking suspended on the adjacent portion of the prom for the refurbishment and building of the RNLI lifeboat station. A quick note, as from this Wednesday, 9 o'clock, 17th, there are going to be some problems around Lake Road in Douglas. Max Utilities carrying out emergency repairs on a 4-inch water main in Lake Road, appropriately enough. There's going to be some traffic delays as a result, affecting access routes to Tesco and the bus depot. That's this Wednesday from 9 o'clock. They're repairing a 4-inch water main, Lake Road in Douglas. All the information, by the way, at manxradio.com. Click on news, click on travel.
The island's new solely dedicated electric and hybrid vehicle service centre. Get more with Keyside.
Balancing the need to improve internet connections with the visual impact telecoms infrastructure has an area of challenge facing Manx Telecom. The CEO of Manx Telecom is Gary Lamb, and he explains how Manx Telecom's tackling issues as it aims to roll out fibre to 99% of Manx premises by 2024.
It's interesting because some states are less keen on poles, and there are others that actually are less concerned about poles. So we do have some mixed views. What we're doing is, to be able to roll this technology out across the island, you know, there is a need to use the existing infrastructure, which will mean using poles where they exist and underground ducting where they exist. The most timely and economic way to roll out fibre is to use poles, and this is something that's used in other jurisdictions. So this is not unique to the Isle of Man. Wherever possible, we will try to use ducting. And if we can make it work, we'll put ducting in. But the key is we will use existing infrastructure wherever we can. And we do want to get this new resilient network out across the island, because we absolutely think it's the best thing for all of us and the Isle of Man. And especially in the context of, you know, what we've experienced the last 12 months, it's so important that, you know, we get the best broadband we can in our homes as quick as we can. You know, we try to do the best we can and consult with our customers as much as we can on this. But it's a fine balance. And there'll always be some challenges around, you know, putting infrastructure in. We just want to get the best network we can for the island and the best broadband experience as quick as we can and as economic as we can. And you'll know that the government are actually helping to fund the rural rollout of broadband in the form of the National Broadband Plan. So it's very important we do it as economic as we can. You know, that is taxpayers' money.
Given the drive for carbon neutrality, is a diesel engine for the steam packet's new vessel, Manxman, an appropriate choice? Well, yes, says the island's Green Party. The leader is Andrew Langer-Newton.
We think it's a positive step that the Isle of Man steam packet have took the decision to invest sustainably to a degree into the future in terms of a hybrid vessel. My understanding of it, and there's not a lot of detail around it at the moment, but it's a vessel that's going to have battery engines, battery powered at port. So the ferries, ships are very bad at polluting in the proximity of a port through particulates, diesel engines. So using batteries is going to be a much more sustainable outcome for communities within those areas. So that's positive. Now, obviously, we would like a 100% battery-powered vessel or a hydrogen vessel, but we're aware that the technology just isn't there at the moment. I think, for example, Stena Line are looking at an electric vessel that's going to be coming between 2025 and 2030 on one of their routes, but that's only going to have a range of about 50 nautical miles. And so that's not going to get us to Liverpool. It's not going to get us to Heysham from the Isle of Man. So we're alive to limitations on that. But I would again repeat that it's very positive to see that the Isle of Man steam packet has taken the decision to invest sustainably in terms of a hybrid style vessel with some battery power as well as diesel. And I would just finally comment on in terms of the vessel, what we should be focusing on is what we can do now, today, in the Isle of Man. And in the long term, I think the Ben McCree has been around for maybe 20 years or something. Will the Manxman be here in 20 years? I don't know if that'll be the case. The technology's dramatically improving, and it might be. In 10 years' time, we can have a fully electric vessel or a fully hydrogen vessel for a very cheap price.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
6 minutes before six, the number of councillors in Douglas have voiced their support for an overhaul of local governance on the Isle of Man. However, it's been questioned whether or not Tim Wald would back the reform. The details from our local democracy reporter, Chris Cave.
There are currently 21 local authorities on the island which provide services such as housing, refuse collection, car parking and street lighting. And Douglas Council leader David Christian believes reform would bring about greater consistency for Manx residents, but feels change would be met with resistance from central government. He's revealed his frustration at the length of time it takes for authorities to set bylaws. Mr. Christian said the council's had to wait years for the Department of Infrastructure to get bylaws through to Tynwald. He feels it should be decided by each local authority, and at the moment, if the DOI doesn't like a standing order, they can just say no. He doesn't feel that's the role of the DOI and it never should be their role, saying it's a draconian way of moving power away from local authorities. Local government currently falls under the remit of the Department of Infrastructure, which is responsible for progressing its legislation. However, Victoria Ward Councillor Ian Clegg feels there's so much going on at the DOI, local authorities are well down the pecking order, and he believes responsibility should move to a different department. He's called for reasoned, proper reform of local authorities, citing the 4+1 model, which would see single authorities in the north, south, east and west, and a separate body for the borough of Douglas. Mr. Christian says it would make for far greater consistency of all services, but there's never been the will up the road in Tynwald to reform local government. He finished off the debate in the council chamber, claiming tinkering at it is not addressing the fundamental problems.
That's it for Update tonight. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Tessa Hawley, producer Alex Watton. And hello to our podcast audience, by the way. If you're listening anywhere in the world, anytime, day or night, thank you for choosing Manx Radio's Update as a podcast. And if you're not on the podcast bus, it's available via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker, Spotify or the TuneIn app. All the details at manxradio.com. I'm Andy Wint, back tomorrow evening, Tuesday evening at 5:30.